checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man had clipped coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I wanted to buy was some cigarettes, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left.
Good evening, everyone. This is Danny Shy with Comics Take on the News, and this is KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM that you're listening to. Unless you're in Philomath, and then you're listening to 104.3. I had to flip my paper. It got confusing. And in Hood River, nope. Yep, sure. All right. This is Comics Take on the News, where a bunch of comics, local comics, a couple comics, make nonsense out of real news stories. I'm their host, Danny Shy, and this is with me tonight. We have a person who I can blame if everything goes wrong, Dorothy Geary.
Hello. I'm the one you're going to blame.
I'm going to blame you. And also with us tonight is the person who's going to make sure things go wrong so I can blame you, Clancy Kramer.
I'm the hero of the story.
And in spirit, at least.
I actually did want to plug some of Adam Posse's upcoming dates on September 13th. He's going to be at the Fuzzy Show at Nebula's Tap Room in Beaverton. September 15th, Hood River Show at Hood River Elks Lodge. 16th, Al's Den, Midnight, Stool Humping. 9/17, Kelly and Sam Show that no one told him the name of at Firkin Tavern. I mean, Adam Posse, everybody.
Based on the fact that he was supposed to be here, what is the probability that he's going to be there?
Let's see. The first one, Beaverton. No way he's making it to Beaverton. Hood River. He might make it to Firkin on the 17th.
Is he going to go? Like, that's his next stop.
Oh, right? Yeah. The 17th of September. He's walking there right now.
Okay. All right. He's definitely... He was supposed to be here, though, folks. So... This is... If you don't know him, no, we're not surprised.
No, not even a little bit.
I'm very surprised.
He always shows up to Dorothy's things.
And yes, he does.
That's
once in a while.
No one can disappoint Dorothy.
No.
I've seen what she does when you disappoint her.
I've disappointed Dorothy.
It is graphic and gory.
No, you are mean to me.
That's different than disappointing.
See, Dorothy is into people being mean to her. That's her like whole thing. I'm not allowed to say the phrase that I would have said because it is obscene.
And you're following
Thank
the
you
rules
for following.
Yeah,
rules.
I'm a big rule follower. That's my whole thing.
Because
that's
a
what
big
gets
rule
me going.
Maker.
All right. Well, how about the news? How do you feel about news stories?
Oh yeah. Oh, I love okay. when the news.
All right. So the first headline is Posse was supposed to be here and is not.
Yeah.
And so we've all decided that's not news.
It's not news. It's not breaking, at least.
Right. But we'll enjoy it when he comes.
Well, if he comes.
Everyone enjoys it when Adam Posse comes.
Like very Santa Claus situation. sorry, everybody.
Arrives.
Clancy is very proud of themselves. For that statement. All right, we're going to talk news, though, and see what happens. With evening. All right, the first story of the night is that Portland has decided to recriminalize the decriminalized drugs. We're undecriminalizing drugs.
But only on the sidewalk.
If
you can find a hole to crawl into, you can do as many drugs as you want.
Yeah.
So if you're on the grass, it's all right? I didn't quite understand the
you know
whole
what?
Thing.
Here's the thing. It's that all of the commissioners voted to recriminalize.
What's their deal?
Decriminalize the drugs? What is their...
As far as I know, commissioners, their whole thing is they have like a lamp that they use to call bat people.
Well, I think that they have houses that they can do drugs inside of.
I thought that they just had a lot of foil that they wanted to get rid of, to give to people.
Foil? The commissioners are giving away the aluminum foil?
There was something about giving away foil.
I believe
so
that
they
this
could
is
use that for
a really
drugs.
Clever in-joke from Dorothy Geary, the only real drug user amongst us. Because I believe foil is often used for smoking drugs. Is that right, Dorothy?
Yes. Yes, it's you wrap it up in it. No, I'm not kidding. There was a whole thing about foil. If Adam were here, he would know.
Whoa, Dorothy!
You're going to pick on me, but I know there was something to do with that. They were giving away aluminum foil to the drug users so that they wouldn't put it on the sidewalk and make stains.
That is...
I'm sure that's
probably
true.
I mean, yeah. Well, you want to keep it fresh for later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's safer.
It's safer. Okay, the foil.
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, versus smoking it right off the ground? Yeah.
I think, okay.
You don't want to get dirt in there.
But also, it's good for...
Have you ever tried to smoke heroin with dirt in it?
I can honestly say no.
It sucks. It's
I
not
think it's
good.
A lot like smoking it with fentanyl in it.
I think you should go with dirt before fentanyl.
That's what my grandma always said. Dirt before fentanyl. Never been getting
off. She's still
getting
alive,
off.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, she's very alive.
Very alive with
chock
dirt
full
of
fentanyl.
I thought she said dirt before fentanyl.
Yeah, she did the dirt a long time ago.
Okay, but you do them both? Like, it's like an order?
I mean, she does.
Not like, okay, that's how she's still full of fentanyl.
Yeah.
Okay. This is...
You know, I really don't quite know what fentanyl is, except that everybody seems to die of it.
I mean, that's...
Not everybody.
Not Clancy's grandma.
I mean, there are plenty of people who smoke an enormous amount of fentanyl, and there was a guy at my previous job who used to smoke fentanyl in the bathroom, and it smelled like burning plastic, and isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. So how can you tell if they're doing fentanyl and not burning plastic?
I think usually you just sort of, well, for a long time, I assumed that it was some sort of, like, light socket problem, and it was, like, melting inside of the light socket, and I kept telling my boss, I was like, something's going on in the bathroom. It smells bad in there. And then they checked in on this guy, and he was straight up smoking fentanyl in the bathroom.
Is that what fentanyl smells like when you only use fentanyl? It's not mixed
in with
something?
Was that with or without the foil?
I didn't see it.
That's what the foil's for, because it doesn't smell as bad.
He was in the big disabled stall. It was pretty annoying. He took it. He spent a lot of time in there.
Did he lose his job?
Yes. Yes, he did. Okay. Yes, he did.
I was just checking on where you work, for God's sake.
These are the important questions.
Well, I mean, it is totally legal to smoke fentanyl where you lurk, because it's off the sidewalk.
Yeah. As long as you're not... In public, I think.
Well, those large stalls often are public.
Well, once you close it, it's not public.
How are you using... What large stalls are you using?
Handicap stalls.
With other people?
But once you
lock
that stall...
Well, yeah, I've heard lots of people going in stalls together and doing stuff that we can't talk about on the radio.
But that's not like I publicly open it up for everybody.
Wait.
Well, what constitutes public?
Real quick, yeah. I do want to butt in for just a second. How come we're allowed to talk about doing fentanyl in the stalls, but we're not allowed to talk about the other stuff people do in the stalls?
I thought I was talking about the other
I
stuff.
I think Dorothy is. We can be educational.
Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes, when a man and a woman love each other very much, they go in a disabled stall.
I don't know that I would define that as... I mean, like, it's a public restroom. But the stall, when I'm using it, is private.
What I was going to say...
I define my stall as private.
Is once you lock that
you
door, I think it's a private domicile.
Okay.
Yeah,
but and now they're going to change my the law, size. Well, so that won't be okay anymore.
The
if you
public
leave it,
or privateness of the bathroom or the doing the fentanyl in the bathroom?
If it's a public bathroom, oh no, it's not a sidewalk.
I get squatter's rights if I lock myself in a park bathroom?
So you can live there, you mean?
Yeah.
Don't.
Yes. Yes, that's a law.
I don't... Is that...
Yeah, it's a law. It was passed in 1892.
Dorothy knows everything about squatters' rights.
Yes. You were at that city council meeting.
Yes, I was at that city council meeting in 1892.
Which side were of you? Which side of the squatters' rights in the public restroom were you on?
The squatters.
Okay. So pro taking over.
I'm pro
Clancy's. By squatters.
So if I have a tent and the city gave me a tent and I am on the sidewalk in my tent, but I am doing drugs, is that okay?
Point of clarification. If you have a tent and the city also gave you a tent, so you have two tents?
No, I just meant that it's
you
it's
have the one
tent
that the city
really
gave you.
It really kind of belonged to the city before they gave it to me. And so is that a public tent or a private one?
I think once the city gives you a tent, it's your tent.
They don't want it back?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You've been doing fentanyl in there.
Well, there's some nice tents in town. Nice tents.
Okay. This is... Well, here's the point.
There's a point.
I mean, well, just to wrap this around, I think you could legally keep doing fentanyl inside your tent. As long as your tent isn't on the sidewalk, questionable.
Are we
about
done
that.
Talking about fentanyl already?
I don't know.
Could do this for the whole hour.
Okay, I mean, we can't.
Welcome back to Fentanyl Talk with Clancy Kramer. I have my guests, Danny Shy, Dorothy Geary.
Clancy, if you want to talk about fentanyl for hours, get your own show.
Okay.
This is my time. Stop colonizing my show with your fentanyl.
You know, you could be a school teacher. I was a school teacher for a really long time, and that was very good.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know if that was a compliment. It didn't.
I think she's referring to me as a child, mostly.
Well, in comparison, you're about 12.
Whoa!
Okay.
In comparison to me.
I'm at least 17.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so. You're pretty young.
Your school teacher is definitely coming out.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be here for the whole evening.
For the whole evening.
Yeah, there's a lot of law stuff here, and I'm into laws.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing about this law, and I'll wrap it up, is that they decriminalized it, but the state didn't. So they passed the law, but the law has no power. So right now, you can still do meth on the sidewalks, Dorothy.
So did they waste a lot of time? Is that what that means?
No, I think that they're going... I mean,
what? Yeah. The city council wasted a lot of time?
People go to those meetings, did you?
No! No! What?
Just...
No!
Guys, I just want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Kimberly Nickel, who's really working hard to make sure that we're sounding good on the radio, even though Clancy is just screaming into the mic. If you're wondering about stand-up comedy rules, number one is don't yell into the mic. And I think that goes...
Should I stay back here? Is this better?
Is that Kimberly?
Another couple of feet.
Oh, Kimberly gave the thumbs up.
Okay, so this is a good spot to be.
We're not sure if Clancy's still on the radio.
Apologies,
anymore.
Kimberly.
I like that Posse was just not gonna show up, and then Clancy just gets shut down for being too loud. Just
so I'm
the
really
things.
The best behaved.
I mean,
one here.
So far the school teacher.
And it's all
this is
your fault, Dorothy.
It is all your fault. You vouched for Posse. It's on you. Him not showing up here might
well,
be your fault.
If you told me, I would have gotten him here on
Clancy
time.
Clancy and I.
I woke up from my nap early.
I mean, there we go. It's your fault.
Are
all
there
right?
people listening to this late
yes,
night?
There's people listening. Hi, people. We're super excited. You're listening to KBOO Radio.
Can we take calls?
This is common.
Call me right now. My phone number is 559.
What is this stuff? I will allow you to give him your Twitter handle or your Instagram, Clancy.
Can I plug shows?
Yeah, you can
take
hold
up. Control, Danny. Okay.
Adam got to plug shows and he's not even here.
I was gonna let you plug shows.
Okay,
but
I'm
then,
gonna be quiet.
But then you didn't bring Posse, Adam. So because Adam's not here, I'm gonna encourage people to not go to your shows. this is
I'm gonna have to think about that because that doesn't make much sense. It seems okay. Mean.
It's so not spiritual. Nice.
My Instagram is at Tyler Durden is my daddy dom on Instagram. And if you want to send me a message right now, I would love to read it on air, no matter how obscene it is.
Okay. We're not gonna let him read certain them read certain
is
things.
Is he staying
on
for
air.
The whole show?
Is Clancy staying for the whole show?
Yeah, or is he just?
Or,
a
are
quick
you talking
guess?
About Posse? Is Posse staying for the whole show?
Yeah. When Posse gets here, he'll stay for the rest of the show.
I can leave whenever you want me to, Danny.
I mean, I've given up control. Here's the
I
thing.
I apologize for Folks, being a chaotic presence.
Listeners out there.
This is serious.
This is not serious at all. We didn't intend it to be serious. We are theoretically trained comics of some sort. We have all done this for professions. It's just these mics are different, so we don't seem as professional. That's what's going on. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to help out Clancy and explain why he's yelling into the mic.
I've never done this before.
Never. They've never seen a mic before.
I have spent my whole life in my bedroom watching Shrek over and over again. And so I just assume comedy is when donkey go waffles.
Does okay. that have something to do with fentanyl in the sidewalks?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Shrek loves fentanyl. It's the one thing he's famous for.
There is a lot of burning stuff in Shrek, isn't there? There's like the townspeople, don't they set stuff on fire?
Torches.
There's torches.
Yeah, there's torches.
Those be helpful with fentanyl, I think.
Fentanyl torch?
I don't know. Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to think about it.
What are we thinking? What are you thinking about? Fentanyl or torches or Shrek?
Shrek.
All of the things. Okay.
Kind of cute.
Yeah. How many of the Shreks have you seen, Dorothy?
Just one.
Just one Shrek.
Just one Shrek. If there are 10 of them, I'm sure they're all alike.
Oh, okay. Clancy?
I'd say the second one is the one to watch, but that's just an opinion.
But I'm probably not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. I like the second. The second one's got Puss in Boots?
Yeah. Okay. The second one's got a lot of puss.
And boots. How's it going on the Instagram?
Open up my Instagram real quick.
Okay. All right. While you're opening that up, I will talk about the second story. I'm just going to mention this. Do you want to stay on the fentanyl?
No, Dorothy? I'm off the fentanyl because I found out it's a waste of time.
All right. Dorothy's off the fentanyl. How about the meth?
Meth? It's still around.
Okay. Dorothy might consider meth.
Yeah.
All right. This next one, Tina Kotek, our governor.
Yes.
You know her?
Yes, I know her name. I haven't met her personally.
Okay. But you know her name.
I know her name. All right, good. And I have great respect for all public officials.
Okay. Yep. Good.
I don't.
My dad will be happy to hear this because he listened to this one show and his review of it was, you people in Portland don't like your mayor, do you? And that's his whole review.
Tina's our mayor?
No.
I thought Wheeler was our
mayor. Wheeler is our mayor.
Okay.
Not also, my mayor.
I thought I missed something.
He's also a public official. Do you have great respect for Wheeler?
As much respect as I have for Clancy.
Best review I've ever heard of Ted Wheeler.
But again, I've never met him personally, so I probably shouldn't, too judgmental.
All right.
Clancy, I've met personally.
Dorothy's the only person here afraid of getting canceled? Which one? Real skirting a line.
We can get canceled?
Are you Danny Shy?
Clancy
Kramer.
I'm going
to look you right in the eyes right now. Okay. Are you afraid of getting canceled?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No. Dorothy. Are you afraid of getting canceled?
It's my biggest fear at my age,
See, yeah.
Because getting canceled to me means you're dead. Oh!
She doesn't
That's
have time.
That's a good way to think about it.
She doesn't have time to make a comeback.
In that case, I'm excited to get canceled. Can't wait, baby!
Why would people cancel you? They don't. It's not because they got so angry at their radio knob situation. Oof. Not it.
Could be.
All right. Well, here's the thing about Governor Tina Kotek.
Yes.
She started a commission, and they're going to decide how to fix Portland. Did you guys hear this?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I did hear that.
What are you hoping they'll fix in or about Portland?
I read this okay. little tidbit. My favorite part was when they mentioned right next to each other the dual problems of empty office buildings and an unhoused population. And it didn't occur to them that the answer is in the sentence.
Isn't that
we've
one
got
of
all
the
these
proposals?
Empty buildings
no,
and all these people who don't have anywhere to live.
Commas mean
what's
those
happening
are,
here?
Commas mean you can't combine those. You have
yeah,
to pause
so
and give a different solution. Yeah,
two
Dorothy?
Separate thoughts.
Dorothy
yeah,
was,
we wouldn't want to see connections between anything. Most of the things that seem to be a problem get kind of a silo action.
Okay.
Where we just kind of look through a little telescope and we don't see that there are some connections or even that things aren't simple.
What do you think the silo is made of?
I think the silo probably has a lot of aluminum foil and fentanyl.
That's what I was thinking. I would think it was an aluminum yeah. foil silo.
Also, explain what a silo is, not for me, for other people who might be listening.
Silo is a place where you keep wheat in Montana.
Or silage.
Grains.
It's
the, and so it's like
this is the second,
you don't see anything outside of your silo.
It's a giant, I mean, except for the Portland ones that are made of aluminum. Giant brick concrete tube into the sky.
Did you say the word silage?
Yes. Then you just dump.
No, you can't just
animal
move
food
what?
Into there. Silage is so they chop corn, and then all of like the corn stalks and stuff, and they chop that and husk that, and then they kind of like mix it up, and then they throw it into a silo, and then during the winter time, they feed it to the animals.
What makes it not corn anymore?
I think that it's got other stuff in it. I don't know. I'm not a good farmer.
Okay.
But you were raised on the land.
I mean, we had a silo. I mean, yeah, we were all raised on land. No. Who was raised in the air?
Oh, I was raised on the ocean. Mm-hmm. I grew up on international waters.
Oh. Like in a boat on the oceans or like
you lived on a boat?
Floating on a raft?
Yeah, that's where they sent me. My grandma has been doing fentanyl for years. My parents, God knows where they are. All that I remember is the open ocean. Right. And then I arrived here in Portland and now I don't know how microphones work.
I mean, this does make a little bit of sense. Because there's the port you come in the Columbia.
Sure.
Up, yeah, so you could get from the ocean to Portland.
Boat
so
could
I
go
fully understand
right
that.
Into the river.
Yeah.
They've been known to do that.
They have been. Well, or you could ride a seal. Seals come up pretty far.
No, seal's a singer.
Seal's a singer. What? What's a singer?
Kiss from a Rose.
What?
But wait, how much of that am I allowed to sing?
You can sing. I don't know. I think it's fine.
You were just humming. I think it's okay.
Okay.
Na 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 na.
I want the audience to know that I am not singing, and they can be very happy about that because I'm tone deaf.
No, that was actually Adam Posse singing. Everybody welcome Adam Posse.
Adam Posse has a beautiful voice. Where is he? So they're going to have this task force
to fix Portland.
Right, but you know, Ted the word Wheeler's fix is kind of, you know, like fix a dog. I don't know.
Yeah, like castrate.
They,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, and so castrate.
I don't
can
think.
Can we say castrate?
Yeah, it's okay. Technical.
Oh, it's
scientific.
About horses
what
and things.
What if I
yeah.
am meaning it in an obscene way?
Don't say it.
Just
then.
Don't okay. say it.
FCC rules.
Sure.
You know, there's hashtag. Such a thing as internal monologue,
yeah.
interior monologue.
I don't know what that is.
It's inside your head.
Clancy knows internal monologue less than he knows how to not scream into a mic. They know how to not scream into a mic.
Words don't happen inside your head. They're on the outside.
Yeah.
The things that happen inside your head are scary fears.
Mm. I actually...
Dorothy forgot how to talk there, guys.
Yes.
That's what happened.
I'm trying to be the well-behaved one because that's never in my life happened that I was the best behaved.
What kind of teacher were you?
I'm so sorry that I have forced you into the position of being the nice well-behaved one.
Yes, I'm the well-behaved one. I want everyone to know that.
This is KBOO Portland, where we have just a lot of nonsense. We're very happy.
I thought this was a serious discussion that I'm having with myself.
If I wanted a serious discussion, I would not invite you, Dorothy.
Oh. Well, I have some pretty deep thoughts on this subject.
Okay, give us your deep thoughts on...
No, I think you
Governor Kochek.
I think they're taking the wrong thing on this because, first of all, every time there's a task force, they spend all the time putting the force together and forget what they're working on.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to get, like, an acrobat, and you have to get, like, an explosives guy... And you have to get the face man, the guy who does all the talking, and you gotta get the one who makes the plan, and then the money guy. It's hard. It's hard to put together a task force.
It is, and they also always forget about the uniforms. I don't know what the last task force I saw with uniforms.
Oh man. What if we come up with a uniform for this task force?
What is your uniform plan for the task force?
Mostly naked.
I was thinking...
That's Marvel appropriate.
Adam Posse just walked right past the
Adam
door.
Adam Posse. Hello, Adam. We need a serious voice
this
here.
One.
We need someone to rein me in.
The only person that said anything nice about you is Dorothy.
Hey, that's not true. I plugged all of your dates that you posted on your Instagram earlier.
Check. Oh, thanks. My headphones are wonky.
Okay. That's on purpose.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Hi. Welcome. We're talking about Task Force. What would you like their uniform to be?
Tina Kotek.
Tina Kotek.
The governor.
Put together a task force. Everybody, this is Adam Posse. We're on KBOO Portland. 98.7
Adam,
FM.
Close your eyes. Picture Tina Kotek. What do you want her to be wearing?
For Please. The task force.
Hey, there's rules here. One. And two, as a task force,
you're interfering with his deep thoughts.
I'm going pantsuit.
Okay.
But also like a future look. Kind of like, like silver foil on the lapels.
The foil.
She can smoke fentanyl with her pantsuit.
The foil for the fentanyl. I have to go back. Adam,
I missed a lot, huh?
Yeah, you missed it. We talked about, Dorothy was explaining to us how you smoke fentanyl.
Do you remember the laws about the drugs and stuff and that the people in charge were passing out foil to people who were aluminum foil to people for their drugs, and then some people didn't like that idea because they thought it was encouraging them.
I mean, I don't think the ability to find foil is what's going to stop me from doing a hard drug. Like, there's a lot of barriers that might be worth it, but you're going to get foil.
See? He knows that was a foil thing.
I knew about the foil thing.
I had no idea about the foil thing. I've never heard of fentanyl in my life.
Because by that same degree...
What kind of grandma did you have?
Would not giving out foil prevent anyone from doing fentanyl, do you think?
I would not do fentanyl without foil.
I'm very prudish about my fentanyl usage.
I don't actually know what the foil has to
do with it.
I think
top
you put it
brand
on
foil.
The foil. This obviously means people smoke meth on the street, so like I have to qualify that. I'm like, okay, I'm with everybody else doing this. I'm not in a private meth den, okay? They put the rock on the foil, hold the lighter under the foil, and the fumes that come off, they get a little glass pipe or straw, essentially, and then they suck the fumes through the straw, and they get high.
Oh, and so if they don't have foil, what do they do?
I don't know.
They're right on the ground.
Again, dirt. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're not. I think.
Well, I just thought it was an interesting thing that they could get about the foil. I kind of wonder if it's like controversial.
I mean, we didn't. This show is not about like learning how to do drugs better.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is like kind of like needle situation where they give out needles so that you're at least using clean needles.
Mm-hmm. So they want to use clean foil?
Yeah.
You don't only use dirty foil.
That's how you clean up the streets of Portland. Yeah, this is Commission 101 how to fix Portland.
We're scared of another COVID outbreak, so we don't want people sharing foil right now. We can't afford that.
Are foil masks effective?
Only if you put them on top of your head, because it stops.
Aliens.
Yep.
Okay.
Aliens. Yeah. I mean, assuming that you're not interested in communicating with aliens.
No, I am not interested in that.
Okay.
We're not going to do the alien thing tonight, are we?
I mean, no, I didn't plan on it. We can if you want. No. What is the alien
thing? Because
I
don't. Did you do
well,
the alien
they're seeing
thing already?
All the UFOs and everything.
No.
And,
no, do you want us to tell
you
about the
alien? You haven't talked about the alien thing?
I haven't talked about the alien thing.
How many shows have you done?
I think four.
Four?
Do you want to talk about the alien thing?
What's the alien thing?
What's the alien thing? Tell us about the alien thing.
So there's aliens.
Okay, oh, yeah, that. I thought they revealed more.
No, just in general.
I think we're not up to speed on the aliens.
All right, so there was a show called Star Trek a long time ago. And I think before that came Star Wars. I don't remember the order.
I think it's Trek, then Wars. Because Star Trek's from the 60s, is it not?
Oh, yes. I think you're right. Okay. Trek, and then Wars, and then mm-hmm. more Trek, and then more Wars.
Yeah, because that
then,
was when I was
and
young.
And then the Defense Department said, there's aliens. That's the order. That's the whole order. Right, Clancy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There was, like, Star Trek, then there was Star Wars, and there was a little more Star Trek, and then there was Desert Storm, and then there was another Star Wars, and then AOC stood in front of us on the television and said, look, there's aliens. There's been aliens.
That's what they
I don't
had,
know what else you want from me.
That's what they had tell us?
She was among them. She was among them.
The way you say among them is like she was like leading the alien force.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is this not what has been confirmed?
I didn't look into it. I don't know.
What AOC has been contracted by the aliens.
Oh, we did start Space Force before we confirmed aliens.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember that ever actually coming to fruition.
No, but I think Space Force was started before the release of the information.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. These aren't fresh aliens we're talking about, right?
These are
some of them are getting old aliens.
I think they're all dead aliens, right?
Now, it would be funny if, like, I'm assuming Area 51 or whatever, or something like Area 51. There's clearly a bunch of stuff you can't access in Area 51, be it alien or
regular
terrestrial? Is that the proper
or
use of that word?
Terrestrial.
Well done.
I like
yeah.
Terrestrial's right.
Yeah, but whatever it is, and I think it'd be funny if the whole thing started as a conspiracy theory and then the government got the aliens. They're like, well, where else are we going to put them? Everyone already's assuming.
Do you think they will just buy them tents?
We're talking aliens or are we back to the fentanyl again?
Both.
Well, I was just trying to make connections because connections are important in life, and the tents for there are two problems that Tina is looking into with her task force in the uniforms that you described.
Yeah,
Gracie.
You missed the story. Tina Kotek is fixing Portland with a commission.
The two things that they mentioned were empty office buildings and the houseless people. So, therefore, the tents.
Because you can't put the houseless people in the buildings.
Right, because you've already given them tents, so you wouldn't want to be nice.
And I think they won't pay taxes.
Nobody's paying taxes now.
This is how. Do you have a solution how to fix Portland? And what problem do you want to fix in Portland?
A problem?
This is what you get for coming late. You just miss all the funny
You haven't
things.
Missed anything, Adam.
The buses stop running so early on Saturdays. And I think more so than anything else that's going on in this city, that's clearly our biggest issue.
Okay. What time do they stop running?
I don't have a car, and I live in Gresham, and I do comedy on the weekends. So
so you don't go home on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Whoever we have to tent up or put in a building to get me... I'm not trying to stay out. So, okay. 2 a.m. That's not a crazy guess. 1:30. That's my final offer.
When 1:30, you're getting on the bus?
Yeah, 1:30 I can catch the bus on Milwaukee Avenue. It's the 9, though. The 20 does run, but it's not close to anything I do.
Okay.
So I need the 9. 1:39. Right.
Would you,
that's
would
what I'm
you
asking.
Like it if they opened the office buildings to comedians?
To sleep?
And had them, you know, fixed up nice. So you didn't even have to go home.
You don't have to fix it that nice. I bet my old comic house that I shared with a bunch of other comics can go toe-to-toe with any homeless shelter and probably lose. Not to say our plight is comparable to theirs. I'm saying that's how bad a job we did taking care of things. There's maintenance staff at a homeless shelter.
That's a lot.
I knew the maintenance staff. It was us. They never showed up.
Also, one of the people who lived in there for a long time, his job was maintenance at another apartment building.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'd leave our shithole, go fix up someone else's home, and come home to our shithole.
Well, he didn't want to bring his work home.
Well, yeah.
Can't blame him. He was cleaning up somewhere.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
There's a policeman stealing drugs or something?
Oh, yeah, there's a policeman stealing drugs or something. In Tillamook.
In the cheese factory.
In the Tillamook. I don't think that the drugs are kept in the cheese factory.
Is he a cheese police, though?
I don't know what that means.
Like a police for cheese.
I don't know what that means. You explain it without...
Like he polices the cheese. Like the cheese... Like if the cheese is doing something bad, he arrests it and put it in cheese jail.
That's not
good. That's not a thing.
Yeah, who's in charge of us not using non-pasteurized milk in our cheese? I think that's who Clancy's talking
cheese
about.
Cheese police.
Cheese police, yeah.
Okay. I think so that's the USDA. That's the USDA.
Only in America. In France, they can do whatever they want.
Clancy, that was a really good statement.
Oh, there, Teacher Dorothy's coming out, doing her best here.
I just want to say...
Yeah.
We should start calling the USDA the cheese police and only the cheese police... And that's all I have to say.
They also police the quality of our meat.
Don't care about that. And also, I don't think I'm allowed to say we should start calling them the meat police. Now can I?
Not if it's supposed
Not
to be.
On the radio.
There's rules here.
Okay.
You missed them. Yeah.
You're a rule follower, huh?
Should I not be cussing?
No, you shouldn't be cussing.
Noted.
I don't know if it went out on the radio. We have a dump button.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's
Kim,
right
did
there.
I get dumped?
Kimberly, how we doing? Nope.
No dump.
Kimberly's doing her best. She's
That's
contending with
do.
The screaming of Clancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll,
no,
I'll
I'm just,
scoot back even
I'm never. cheese police. Okay, so the police in Tillamook, the police chief in Tillamook, was stealing evidence from the locker.
But the evidence
money
was drugs
and
money.
Drugs. Drugs and money.
What kind of drugs?
It didn't say.
Ah, it'd be nice to know.
Yeah, it would be.
How come money gets to be evidence?
Because you were in part of the exchange and deal, and you were, like, taking
yeah,
the money, or, like,
so,
I don't know.
Okay, we're so and, worried about the economy. If we're just taking all this money out of circulation to hide it in police lockers, I think this guy is a hero for taking this money out and putting it back into the economy.
I don't know, doesn't more paper on the street mean higher inflation? So maybe cops are fighting drugs and inflation at the same time.
That's also true. That's
in
also
this
true.
One instance. Sorry, I didn't mean to come off so pro-cop there.
I am.
Well, I don't know. If you're the police chief in Tillamook,
mm-hmm.
and yet I think it said something about it was worth about $100.
I think
what?
He stole... Hold on. More than $100
okay.
in cash.
More
yeah,
than
but
$100.
If it's more
Less
than $100, it means
than
it's not more
that's
than
like
$105.
No, it doesn't. I think that it's just like the crime rate. So if it's once it's more than $100, it's a felony as opposed to a misdemeanor or something like that. I think
so.
That's
$100 was the
there.
Minimum he had to steal for us to hear about it.
Yeah,
I think there's that much money in the coffee fund at the police department.
Yeah, that's just grubby palms. I don't think this guy's doing what me and Clancy are implying in either direction.
Yeah.
No.
This guy doesn't give a shit about
He's
the
not
account.
Even.
Dang it.
She got that even. One. Kimberly's on it. Well done.
He's not even moving the needle on the economy.
I think he didn't want to be caught, you know, buying drugs, so he just used what was around.
that's
how I do my drugs. I don't think he's selling it. I think it's just a minor sort of thing that he's done. And it must be very embarrassing to be the police chief of Tillamook and get in trouble.
I think this needs to be addressed. I think the major issue here is police are not stealing evidence before it is logged into the evidence locker. And I think that's what...
I mean, that's fair.
Oh, that's very good.
But
yeah.
But his stealing of the evidence did, like, vacate a bunch of crimes. So he stole it. They took it. They logged it
hero.
As evidence.
He's a hero.
Real roller coaster with this guy.
Was I far away enough from the mic that time, Kimberly?
But I don't think he interfered with any murders or anything.
I don't know.
And anyway, I thought drug things were supposed to be legal now.
Not
in Tillamook.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh,
no, they're just legal not everywhere.
Can we get high next to the cheese?
That's what the cheese police
are. You
for.
A cheese yeah. police?
Yeah, the garden of cheese.
They've had us. Now, I want us to stop laughing about this because this is serious. They've had a serious problem in Tillamook with fentanyl-laced cheese, and a lot of people have died.
They have been cutting the Gruyere with fentanyl for a long time.
Yeah, but that's like one of those exclusives you got to go to the factory to get. Like, that's not at Winco or nothing like that.
You can't walk into a Fred Meyer and grab a block of fentanyl cheddar.
Yeah.
Well, in Tillamook, they don't sell cheese in the stores. You've got to go to the cheese factory.
Yeah, and you can see them in the factory. You can go watch them in the factory.
Yeah, I went there like at the beginning
and you can
of
get
summer,
free
actually.
Cheese. You can also get free ice cream. Okay. Just tastes.
In my head, I am desperately looking for a type of cheese that starts with F so I can do a fentanyl cheese pun. I cannot find it.
Friere? Is that a thing?
No.
No.
Feta cheese.
Feta?
Feta.
Oh
yeah,
fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Yeah, it was right there.
So easy. How did I miss that?
It's because you're not a professional comic and you've just stayed in bed watching Shrek.
Your hatred for
today.
The country of Greece strikes you down again, Clancy. I told you. You got to really start appreciating those people's culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Mamma Mia.
That's Italian.
Yeah.
But the movie takes place on a Greek island,
yeah,
and you would know that had you seen it.
I've seen it. Everyone's seen that. I even saw the second one that was really bad.
I don't think that I saw it.
It was not really bad.
It was really bad. The first one was fun.
Spiraling, folks. All right. Yeah. Before we leave, we've got more stories. We can go forever. We haven't given Clancy enough time to talk about fentanyl, obviously.
The second Mamma Mia movie, here we go again, was a phenomenal piece of cinematic art.
Clancy,
how dare you?
Clancy,
some of the best ABBA songs are in Mamma Mia 2.
Before we get full into this, can you just tell people who you are, where they can find you?
So I am Dan Brown, author of The Da Vinci Code. In 2005, I released the book The Da Vinci Code, which has been a matter of some debate amongst both historians and also the Catholic Church, which isn't that interesting. And I have been credited by Time Magazine as saving the publishing industry. That is true. I was the person of the year that year. Also true. So thank you very much for that. And my Instagram handle is at Tyler Durden is my daddy dom. Thank you so much.
That was so much, Clancy. So much.
You said to introduce myself.
Go with what you feel. Dorothy, do you want to promote yourself? I know that that's the only reason you stayed up.
Is the only reason I stayed up. And I don't want to promote myself.
What am I going to do?
I feel that I'm a walking promotion for myself.
Okay. All right. Don't tell our listeners where they can find you.
No.
Or watch your shows.
Oh, the shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a good show coming up at The Integrity on Thursday with Sean Jordan. Very funny. Integrity Beer Hall in John's Landing. Yeah, you should come.
Where is John's Landing?
It's just south of Lair Hill.
Dorothy knows the real Portland.
And what is it west of?
Because Dorothy was here when it was built. That's when Dorothy was here when it was built. Okay. Integrity, do you have a website?
I do have a website.
Where it's can people find your website?
DD Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Like Daddy
Production Com. With no S. .biz.
Oh, you got ddcomedyproduction.biz?
Yeah.
She got
That's hot property.
Yeah. That's all Dorothy's. Property?
Yeah.
It's all Dorothy's.
Yeah, it's Dungeons and Dragons. No, okay. It's not.
All right. Posse, we already talked about where you...
I was going to say, I thought Clancy took care of this for me already.
Clancy did. They did
Shout
take
out to
care
Clancy.
Of it. And then we talked about...
He did say, though, that he wasn't that...
I'll plug Clancy's work. Hey, you want coffee and a good breakfast sandwich? Maybe some cereal? You want to watch cartoons on a big screen? Come to the Fourth Wall. Go see my friend Clancy. Have him make you up a beverage. Fourth Wall on Hawthorne and like 15th-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty good.
Every day? Very Every good. Day? Watching cartoons and eating cereal?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
If you come on Monday or Tuesday, you'll have to deal with Asa, and I don't know what to say about that guy.
Oh. Okay.
Other than he's lovely, and I'm so glad to have a great job there.
Okay.
Wow, you went corporate real quick. You went corporate for a small business, no less. Seriously, Asa, Jay, thanks for the free coffees every now and again, and thank you for hiring my friend Clancy. I really appreciate it. You guys, and thanks for letting me watch Bloodsport in the middle of the day.
Are we allowed to say Bloodsport on the radio?
Is it yes. educational?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Folks, this is KBOO Portland Radio on 90.7 FM. We're listener-supported, member-supported, and listener something. There's words there that are important. So if you want to support us, you can call in, text in. There's a website, www.kbu.fm. Text 44321 to support and become a member. Our next Comics Take is Monday, October 9th at 11. It's the second Monday of the month. KBU's having a birthday party, the 55th, on September 23rd, if you want to come out and hang out and have fun. And we're here with Comic Steak for another 10 minutes, I think. I don't know. There's a lot of clocks in this room, so I don't know how they work.
Is that the block party that we're talking about?
That's the block party. Do you want to talk
party?
About the KBU block party?
I heard that it's going to be family fun for all ages.
All ages. It's even 17-year-olds like yourself.
They're shutting down a whole block near the KBU studio, I heard?
Yeah. Right over there.
Right.
8th and Ankeny. Ankeny? Is that how you say it?
8th and Ankeny?
That's how I say it.
Ankeny.
Between 7th and 8th or between Ankeny and Burnside?
Between Ankeny and the other one on 8th. Not Burnside.
Oh, okay. Maybe Deakum?
I don't know. Anybody? Do you know what's on the other side of Ankeny?
How much of this show is supposed to be directions to parts of Portland exactly?
Okay, so John's Landing is...
That's how we're fixing Portland. Just, I don't know.
Come to the KBU studio at the Jupiter Hotel. Listen for where a block party might be happening. Follow that sound.
That's so true.
So educational. Thank you. Thank you for getting on that. All right.
If you hit John's Landing, you've gone too far.
Or not far enough.
Is there going to be food at the block party, I'm assuming?
I think there's food.
What's the food situation?
I don't know. I remember hearing about cupcakes.
Cupcakes is good.
Is there going to be beer?
I mean, there's definitely breweries around the station.
Are there going to be, like, cool hot rods? Cool old display cars? Maybe with, like, an attractive lady sprawled across the hood?
Haven't heard of
that.
Are
there going to be clowns?
Sometimes there's secrets.
Jugglers?
I mean, if you show up, Dorothy.
I can't juggle, and I'm not a clown. I'm a serious person.
Okay. Yeah, how dare you say that to my friend Dorothy? My best friend Dorothy is not a clown.
Yeah, but she travels with clowns.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's how she got here this evening.
Yeah.
She
and I grew up on a boat in international waters, and my grandma smokes fentanyl. And
dirt first.
spent my entire life in my bedroom watching Shrek on the boat in international waters.
And you know they're true because we heard it on the radio. Everything on the radio.
Terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial.
Brought it back around.
Well done.
Take us out.
Okay. This is my show, Clancy. Again, this is my show. You can't say these things. It's all right. Yeah.
I couldn't find any block party information online. So
you just gave the information.
I'm sure there'll be food somewhere.
There's definitely food there. I think that there's going to be bands and stuff. There's going to be me, I think.
There's dancing.
Maybe.
Wait.
Again, if you come, Dorothy.
I'm not coming.
What?
Is it late at night or during the day?
No, it's in the daytime. Oh. It's like 2 to 11.
Can't have a block party these days at night.
Yeah.
It's Portland streets.
Around here with all that
tinfoil. They stopped giving out free tinfoil.
They have the task force, so everything's going to be fixed up.
Not by the 23rd.
Everything is going to be fixed up.
The task force is finishing by December. They're fixing Portland by December.
What are they even doing? 3 whole months?
To figure out how to
bury the lead.
I didn't. All right. Do you want to talk about other news stories or just fentanyl more?
Let's do stories.
Okay. So the other story that to end on, because it is 9/11. So I thought that do you guys know about the Freedom Fighter?
9/11.
Do you guys know about the Freedom Fighter?
We're talking about Mark Wahlberg because he said if he'd have been on those planes, it wouldn't have happened.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, but that's good to know.
He said it wouldn't have happened?
Actually, what he said specifically is, if I had been on that plane, there would have been blood in those aisles, is the specific quote from...
I think
blood ended up in those aisles anyway.
See? Fact?
Is that why you stayed home, Mark? He's like, they got it.
He said, it would have gone down different, there would have been blood in those aisles.
So basically what he's saying is that the people on the plane were all chickens.
Yeah.
They didn't bleed. Maybe they weren't human.
Or alternatively, he's the only person who would have been willing to just randomly beat up a person of color, obviously.
And
it wouldn't be the first time, would it, Mark? Mark Wahlberg spent several years in prison in the late 90s for beating up a person of color on the streets of Boston. Fun fact, Mark Wahlberg, out of here. Canceled.
To this day, he remains in a mental prison for being part of a group called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yes.
That's a hell you can't escape from. That's real. Time won't make that go away. That's a part of you.
You say that like you have a similar prison that you're living in.
I straight up like 2 of their songs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were the rest of the Funky Bunch.
I'm a one-man Funky Bunch. That's
Mark Wahlberg, Adam Posse. It takes 2 to make a thing go right.
No, that's a more legitimate rapper. Okay. take you away.
Didn't somebody pardon him or something?
Who? Marky Mark?
Yeah, Donald Trump pardoned Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Retroactively.
I just learned that he pardoned Blagojevich. I wasn't paying attention. Or commuted his sentence. He did something.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. So he could be running.
I thought he was never charged because there was no firing pin in the rifle. I'm referencing the movie Shooter, a Mark Wahlberg classic from the early 2010s.
My question was, is Blagojevich the beans guy?
He's the Illinois governor guy that sold Obama seat.
That sold Obama seed?
Yeah, seat.
He had that and hair that came down.
Yeah, I was real curious. Like, he's selling Obama seat? How, first of all? How is that how you become?
Seat.
I have heard that it is seat. Potent.
Heard opposite. Have you not read Michelle's book?
Oh. Does he have a motility problem?
I don't know. I don't know whose, but I do know that they are big in the IVF.
I'm allowed to say a motility problem, right?
Yes, that's educational. It's scientifically accurate.
I don't have a problem with you saying it. I would like to know what it means.
Oh, it means, okay, so this is perfect. Okay. This is educational.
Educational.
So sometimes when you do a little bit of semen out of your nether regions, can I say penis? Too late, I did. Sometimes when semen comes out of your penis, it swims slower, and that's called a motility problem.
No.
Did it dump?
No. I think it's scientifically accurate, but also sometimes, and this I know from horse farm stuff, is sometimes it swims in a circle instead of straight, and it looks like the Netflix buffering signal, and that's a different motility.
Oh,
problem.
I was gonna say,
but
it looks
basically,
like
those sperms don't make it to the egg.
Yeah,
there is no baby.
It's because those sperms are listening to Tool. The mosh pits at a Tool concert.
All the sperms don't do that. Some
no, that's what, when they look at the IVF. We've lost it. Kimber, we want to make before we go to song. We just want to give a big thanks to Kimberly Nickel in the soundstage. She's also a local comic, but she is
better than all of us.
Better
if I'm
than
being
all
honest.
Of us.
I was disappointed. I assumed Kim would be on the mic with us. That makes me glad I missed half of this.
Kimberly,
Kim wasn't in here.
She was on it when you weren't here. She's.
Have I cleared shortening it to Kim with you, Kimberly? Because you spell it with a C. It feels very deliberately Kimberly. And I'm just calling. I'm just Kimming. Is it dead naming if it's a nickname you don't have?
She did just talk to us, but you don't have your headphones on, so
my
you
headphones
did not
aren't
hear
working,
it.
Actually. This isn't on me.
Okay.
She said she was in our ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just getting a buzzing, rattling
noise.
Okay, you
can play with it under, jiggle it under the table.
Yeah, jiggle
what
it
What am
under
I
the,
supposed to be
Adam,
hearing?
Jiggle it under the table.
I don't hear anything.
We're real, how are we doing, Kimberly? We got about a minute.
I hear her now.
Okay, yeah.
I hear Kimberly.
Posse's headphones are not working.
No,
we'll figure it out.
I got it worked. We did the sound check for the last minute, and I'm glad I did that.
Oh, guys, perfect. We want to thank everybody for hanging out and listening.
They're too loud now, actually.
Yeah. We're happy you were here. We had a lot. I had fun. I don't know that we were productive at anything, but Kimberly's going to play us out.
What are you talking about? We learned how to smoke fentanyl on tinfoil.
We learned the importance of clean tinfoil.
This hour went by real fast for me.
Chicken checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man had clipped coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I want.
This is Norman.